Part 4, Reflections Drawn from Amusing Ourselves to Death. In our another unlocked book, Brave New World, Huxley depicted a future hundreds of years from now, where people's material life is very rich, and their desires can be fully satisfied at any time and anywhere. The only drawback is that people in this world don't have feelings anymore. They don't care about thinking, and they don't experience sadness. Everyone feels very happy from the moment they are born, until they die. If people ever find that their happiness is decreasing, they can take a hallucinogen called soma to generate the feeling of happiness. In short, the world is so harmonious that you can easily get everything you want. But there is just one problem: you cannot be yourself. In a highly industrialized society, everyone is like a perfect screw-in machine, contributing their tiny power. But in this process, people become soulless puppets. They are satisfied with the status quo, and spend their time day after day in a state of so-called joy. It sounds like our society nowadays, right? Everyone is immersed in sensory stimulation. The only goal is pleasure, and we exist without thinking. We are swept away by the wave of entertainment. Postman once said, "What afflicted the people was not that they were laughing instead of thinking, but that they did not know what they were laughing about, and why they had stopped thinking." To prevent Brave New World from becoming our new reality, we need to recognize that what enslaves us may not be the external enemy, but the pleasure tailored for us. Products of the digital era are slowly infiltrating the public domain, like creeping venomous snakes, hidden and dangerous. Our most important task is to realize how the media has changed our ability to conceptualize the world around us. Some people may wonder what the true meaning of awareness is. No substantial changes have been made after all. To answer this question, let's hear a story. During World War II, the US military launched a large-scale strategic bombing, which targeted German and Japanese fascists. Thousands of bombers took off every day, but they had often suffered heavy losses by the time they returned. The US military was very worried about this. If they wanted to reduce the number of losses, they needed to add bulletproof steel plates to the plane. However, adding bulletproof steel plates to the entire plane would increase the overall weight of the plane and seriously affect its functionality. For this reason, they could only add the steel plate to one place. They counted the number of holes in the plane and found that the fuselage area was the place with the most holes. Meanwhile, the cab was the place with the least holes. Obviously, they made the decision to add bulletproof steel plates to the fuselages. At that time, an old professor gave an opposing opinion. He said, "Steel plates should be added to the cabs." People questioned whether the professor was confused and hesitated to follow his suggestion. Then, the old professor convinced everyone using one sentence. He said, "The planes you could see are all those flown back by the pilots. But of the planes that were shot on the cabs, pilots all died, so they did not fly back." They immediately began to implement the old professor's suggestions, nailing the steel plates to the cab. From then on, nearly 40% more planes returned compared to the previous missions. This story shows the power of awareness. It is through the power of awareness that we can continue to approach the truth infinitely and make the right choices. Our generation, born in the process of media change, also needs to embrace a clear way of thinking. When we understand the media's development and changes, we are able to examine our own lives and should make the right choice for the type of media we consume. American news writer Walter Lippmann once said, "There can be no liberty for a community which lacks the means by which to detect lies." When faced with the crisis of amusing ourselves to death, by realizing the structure and effects of information, we are already on our way to inspiring change. It's just that the process has a long way to go, and it needs to be powered by common people like you and me.